Hello.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I guess everybody's been asking you about this down there, but I mean, how hard has it been to deal with the fallout from what happened in your last game and to have 2 weeks, with everything that happened with Donovan and Rex coming at the end, and how just what kind of situation has it been for you guys, and how hard has it been to deal with it?
To be honest, there's been pretty minimal impact on our football team. We addressed it a couple times as a team. Coach Shanahan said, obviously, he makes the decisions that he feels are best for this team, whether they're right or wrong. He makes decisions that he thinks is in the favor of our football team, and we back him and understand that. And so the decision that was made isn't a problem for us. And I understand that it's a big deal, and we all do, but Donovan's our guy, and we're moving forward as such.
How's he handled it?
I think he's handled it fine. I'm amazed with his ability to deal with everyone in the media, but he always stays so calm. He's very well-spoken. He knows what he's doing. He's very calculated in the media, and so he's fine. In the locker room, I don't see it affecting him that much. No one's going to be happy about getting benched. But again, he wants to move forward. So we all do.
What kind of effect has it had on you guys? I mean, whether it be positive or otherwise, as you're getting ready for the Eagles.
Again, I don't really think it's had any effect on the way we're going to play as a football team or the way anyone views Donovan. It hasn't been that big of a deal inside our locker room. It just hasn't.
Chris, the last time you played up here, you had a pretty good success against the Eagles defense. What are you guys going to do this time to plan for the kind of adjustments the Eagles might be making from the last time?
Like 30 flea flickers. They're never going to know what hit them. We're gonna continue to do what we think is what we do best. The Eagles didn't change defensively over the last few weeks. They're very solid defensively. If you want to beat them, you have to be able to run the ball in some way, shape, or form. Teams that succeed against them are able to run the ball. So I think it's obvious when I say that we're gonna try to run the football. And beyond that, they're not that complicated in some of the coverages, but in the passing game, we're going to have to pick up their blitz scheme. They're very good with the blitz scheme, and so we've been working hard on that.
All right, Chris.
All right,
thank you, Chris, very much.